I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom Warner on the hotline right now. I just wanted to get to him quick because we just have 10 minutes with him. But 1969, 10 years old, was abducted by aliens.
We've been talking about this all morning, and it's one of the few times that an incident has been corroborated by yet another witness.
Our next guest is a Great Barrington, Massachusetts man whose claims that, in September of 1969, he was twice abducted by aliens, has led to him telling his story in his book, Beyond the Stars, as well as being featured on the Netflix series, Unsolved Mysteries. Please welcome, Tom Warner.
Hey Tom, how have you been?
Johnny! Thanks for having me on, and hello, Kansas City.
This is a story that's been told many times, but I think the thing that makes it so interesting now in the new Netflix Unsolved Mystery is people have got to realize that it's not just you saying you have a memory from being 10 years old of being abducted. Other people corroborate what happened that day. In fact, it's five or six people, correct?
There were a number of people who were actually saw me, but there was one who actually came forward and actually filmed, and that was my neighbor, Jane. And what happened was I was at my neighbor's house coloring, and I got this mental telepathy, you have to go home. What? And I looked at Debbie. I said, Debbie, I got to go home. She goes, why? I said, is your mother calling? I said, no. It's something from the sky. Maybe God, I don't know. And I bolted out, and the strange part was, I mean, I was running full speed, and I was a really fast kid, Johnny. I could fly. And all of a sudden, all the noises disappeared, like in an instant, and all of a sudden, I felt like everything was in slow motion. And from the perspective of the witness to this, she said, you were in a beam, and you're running, but you weren't moving. But for me, everything was going in slow motion, and I looked to my left, and a UFO dropped right out of the sky, and a beam was on me, and my hands jerked back, and I was gone.
And you heard a voice inside your head that said, we'll be done in a minute?
Sorry?
The voice inside your head then, you believe they were telepathic. They told you, you'll be done in a minute.
Well, what happened was, after I was on this UFO, when I was put back down, and that was witnessed as well, and I was like a foot off the ground, and then I was being held on the ground by this beam, and my brother's running, run, Tommy, run. And I said, I can't. It's holding me in place. And then mental telepathy again said, we'll be done in a minute. And about a minute later, the beam went off. I rolled to my right. I stood up and stared at this UFO, and it had to slowly rise. Leave the yard, and then off it went.
Now, all these other people though that were there. Was it the Reed brothers that were there?
No. They actually, the Reeds had seen it about 8 miles. They were 8 miles from where I was.
Okay,
and then there was another person that was abducted, and she was a mile and a half from me. So they had their own experiences. I had mine. What makes mine different was there was actually people, eyewitnesses, to watch me disappear in the beam.
So sure.
I was the only person ever witnessed in a beam, disappear in that beam, and witness put back down. And it was so surreal because when it put me back down, I was like a foot off the ground floating straight out. And then, boop, gently put down on the ground. but I still couldn't move. It was, to say the least, it was bizarre.
So when you could move, what's the first thing you do?
Run.
home or back to where you came from?
I ran right home. It took me from my neighbor's property and put me right next to my property at the other end of their property.
And you told your mother and father, and what did they say?
Oh, no, I didn't tell anybody. I went into shock. I don't remember anything. As soon as I hit the door, that was my last memory for the next morning. And they said the next day I was quiet as a mouse. He wasn't talking at all. I went back to my neighbors. My mother came over to talk to the grandmother, and my mother says, "We're not going to talk about this." And we never did. I never talked. Eventually, I talked to my father before he died, and you know, my dad, you know, he talked about that he had a UFO experience. So
now, when did you finally realize that somebody that you knew saw what happened?
Sorry, say that again.
When did you find out that you had a witness?
Well, I knew my siblings saw it, but you know, I didn't care because I wasn't really talking about it. I mean, I was already, throughout my life, I was having bizarre incidents happen, so it's nothing I really wanted to talk about. So I didn't really care about witnesses. And after the grandmother died, I found out that the last thing she talked about was that night to the granddaughter. And the granddaughter came forward, and I said, she talked to me about it. And I said, well, what do you remember about it? And she confirmed everything. I had chills when she told me. I was like, oh, you know, it just instantly brought back memories, you know?
So why? Why and why not? Have they come back? I mean, because trust me, I want to believe you, Tom. I really do want to believe.
You know, I often wonder about, you know, you always ask why. I mean, I always say, why me? You know, it's why I wrote an autobiography to explain my whole life. And even to this day, I say, why me? But what this has done has really opened up this subject in a way where people can start thinking about this and looking about it. You know, when you look out at the stars at night, you can't possibly think that we're alone in all the galaxies.
No, of course not. No, trust me. I think it's a bad idea to send messages out saying, I want you to contact us. I think we should keep our heads down as long as possible.
Well, you know, our technology, everybody thinks that we're always at the top of it. But, you know, when you see a UFO, and by the way, this UFO went from here up to upper New York State, and it went across Lake Champlain. It went across in 1 second. That's 6 miles in 1 second. It translated just under 22,000 miles an hour cruising speed.
Tom?
You know, I mean, it's like phenomenal. You can't believe it.
Nikki and I both had a question, because I was getting ready to ask the same question. Nick.
Tom, when you were in the moment of being abducted and talked about seeing other people, other kids actually, that you recognized, did you ever reach out to them after the fact? If you recognized that they were specific people?
I did eventually. The first one I recognized was Melanie, but I didn't know her till high school.
Did she?
But I didn't reach out to Melanie until about 3 years ago, until this all came up.
Oh, wow.
And they asked me if I knew anybody who else was involved. And you know, we all started chatting a little bit in the process of discussing the TV show. But there's others that came forward. In fact, a number of them. There was a woman out in San Francisco who had an experience the same night. I mean, people are coming forward now.
But
it's getting such attention.
What about you and Melanie?
And because I've come forward, it's helped people.
What about you and Melanie, though, Tom? That's what I'm really so excited about. Like, the idea that did she have the same version you did?
Yeah. It was pretty wild, you know. And Melanie's brother saw it, too, you know, but he backed out going interviewing. There was about three people who backed out from the interviewing right at the end. So, and it's okay. You know, not everybody wants to come forward. Not everybody wants to be able to say, hey, I saw a UFO. It's not like you go, hey, I saw a UFO. Oh, great. You know, let's be friends. No, it's spooky, okay?
Yeah. No, that's the thing that is most interesting about this account is the idea that you saw a girl that you know knew from the neighborhood on there, and that she comes by later and she goes, yeah, no, this is really actually what happened. That's true. And that you have a babysitter that saw you get sucked up into a spaceship and then put back down again. So the fact that everybody's stories corroborate, because that's where everything always falls apart, right? If somebody's not telling you something true, it's somebody breaks.
Story,
right.
This story is the most, there's people from witness that saw from Long Island all the way up to the Adirondacks in the upper New York State, and they all had witnesses.
So what's the impression that was left of you? Good creatures, bad creatures?
I didn't have a problem with that. They could kill me if they wanted to.
Sure.
But they didn't. So, but obviously there's purpose for me, so I have to figure that out. That's a personal battle within my own soul. You know. But for me, I did it so I could help others. And I'm reaching out to anybody out there. You can find me if you need to. If you want to learn more, read the book.
Yeah, all right. Listen, the book is called Beyond the Stars. Just Google Tom Warner.
Kind of explains, it's my autobiography, so it explained it pretty good. You know.
Right.
So.
Man,
anyway, I wanted to just thank you for having me on, Johnny. I appreciate it. And hello, everybody out in Kansas City. And thanks for tuning in.
I love it. I love it, my friend. Hold on. I love it. Let's just say it's real.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty interesting. There's so many witnesses, but
you never have that, witnesses.
This is the great battle within my soul. I'm like, or, you know, it's just like when I'm walking through the woods and I'm like, look, a turtle. Pick it up and you're like, turtle, turtle, turtle. And then I put it back down. He goes on his turtle friends. He's like, I was abducted by one of the tolls. He held me up there. I was floating in air.
Oh, did he, Jimmy? Okay. You say
like,
so.
Like, guess what? Tommy the turtle's been smoking the weed again.
But, he ate them weird berries.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, you never have somebody else that can go, no, I mean, I was there.
Or just even, let's say that happened, maybe there's not any more purpose than just someone picked up the turtle, you know? It just happened. They were like, neat, look at you. Okay, bye.
All right, saw one.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were talking about the other day with when we were fishing off the deck, how weird it must be when you go back in. Because, you know, it's all catch and release. Like, you're a bluegill, like, worm, 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 worm. And all of a sudden, you're like, then I was floating, and I was so high up in the sky, and there's a whole other world you could see up there. And then they took the hook out, and I was back with you again.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, whatever, dude.
They so picked you, dummy. That's
you were,
the one you,
you
wanted.
You were flying, were you, Timmy the Fish? Would you think of what a weird experience it must be for the bluegill to, like, just suddenly be 20 feet out of the water?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Pretty big conversation having at the land.
Oh, my God.
That's without weed. Cody, you saying something happened to you?
Yeah, I heard your guest talking, and I had a similar experience. I wasn't abducted, but I did see a UFO.
So, now, why do you believe it was a UFO?
Well, me and my buddy, we were, I was in fifth grade, and we were in Pike County, off 92 Highway, a neighborhood called Red Rock, and we were outside at night. We were jumping on a trampoline, and then we went inside to get like a Dr. Pepper or something, and we started hearing this very, very deep, like bass sound, almost like subwoofers in a car. And a couple minutes had passed, and it kept getting louder and deeper and deeper. And we went outside on his deck, and we looked up, and you know, it was a clear sky, you could see the stars, and we just saw this black triangular object with no lights, and it was probably like 100 to 200 feet above the house, and it was going probably 25-30 miles an hour. And the way we could tell that it was a triangle was because we could see the outline of where there was no stars,
right? And so what did it do, anything else besides just hover?
No, it hovered, and then it like slowly went off into a like corn pasture, into a field. Never picked up speed, never made any other weird sounds, but it like shook the house.
And did your parents come out, or anybody, adults, come out?
The adults were asleep at the house. I did tell my parents, and they thought that I needed to be in a mental institution.
I bet.
But me and my buddy still talk about it. It's something that I'll never forget about.
So I love that, man. Because I want it to be true, right? Like, although I think we got to, let's just say if it is true, we got to stop pretending they're going to be so far advanced, they're going to be super nice. They could also be some kind of weird thing that just decides that we're tasty meat snacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, 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 exactly. And I don't, you know, every time I look up at the night sky, there's no way that, you know, a billion, million, galaxies and the universe. There's no way we're the only thing out there. Yeah. And I mean, there's videos and I've witnessed it, and obviously your guests witnessed it. So,
but you don't believe? Have you ever wondered, Cody? Have you ever doubted your own memory?
No.
Nope.
I wouldn't forget something like that.
No, I wouldn't think you would, but you don't think that you could have, like, you don't ever think, man, I wonder if I imagined that, or maybe I dreamed that.
No, I don't. Too vivid. I'd be,
And your friend saw it.
I don't doubt it for one second.
You should get in contact. You should try to find who does the Unsolved Mystery, or send Tom Warner your name and information. Find him on Facebook. And and tell him, because I think it'd be interesting for, again, corroborating witness, two kids. Like, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
You know, you have two people that saw it, not just one, but two.
Right.
And so, like he mentioned, on the flip side, there may have been somebody else that may have been somewhere completely different at that same time and saw the similar or same thing.
Oh, I've seen newspapers off 92 Highway of like, cow, like, animal mutilations before, and, like, 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that, but I just don't feel like, I don't know what cows would, they would do that to cows. Aliens, I feel like if they're flying here in spaceship, they shouldn't be like...
What, jacklings?
Yeah, well, they're like, what's inside the thing? Yeah, you know, like, I mean, I feel like they're more advanced than just cutting open cows just to poke around,
They probably aren't there to get a poorhouse.
Yeah, right? Although I did give Amish Adam Green Acres, my buddy up there. I get that Menards. It goes next to a train set, and it's a giant alien, and they're sucking a cow up, and it goes up and down, and the farmer's got a last one. No, I've never showed you this?
No.
It's like a little diorama about this big. It was fantastic for $100.
I believe you.
I gave it to him. I go, I hope this happens at your house, but you're the one sucked up and taken away. He says he's not seen that yet, but he lives out in the country, just where they do that to those fellas.
That's where it happens.
I have a sneaking suspicion he goes out on a full moon, pulls his pants down, and waggles his ass at the sky. Daring him to come and probe him on up.
Maybe.
Yep. All right, you stay right there, Cody. Thank you.
I believe Cody.
I do believe Cody. I don't think... No, he doesn't sound crazy. And here's why I qualified. I go, I do believe, with all my heart, he believes what he just told me. I don't know what happened that night. Nope. But I'm pretty good. Like, you know, after 25 years of listening to T-Lie, it's you get a good feel for the scam.
And who's to say it couldn't happen?
Right.
Why am I an example?
You BS a lot.
No.
I
give answers.
Never usually correct, but they are answers.
Yes.
I enjoy them.
Often incorrect, never in doubt. That's tea.
Right. This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9.